four of us, and everyone, they were like, skinny dipping? Like, yeah, so we jump in first, and they were like, oh no.
And then me and Joe, and they're like, we're just like, oh.
Not to worry. Anyway. Welcome back to Waffling. And this time, we are reporting live from Ibiza. Hola, ¿cómo estás, mi compañero? Estamos aquí para salir de fiesta siempre. Sí, estoy con Teddy Baker, Lukey Martin, and Joey Weller. Obviously, we can't ditch you guys. We've had to bring the set to Ibiza, yes. But we still want to make it happen, bring the vibrations, and have a good time. So, if you are our best friends, please leave a like rating. If you're watching on YouTube right now, you can tweet us, Instagram, DM us at Waffling Podcast. And yeah, to get your questions in, or email askjoefeo@gmail.com. And the tagline of this is girlfriend twerking on other guys. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, no, this is actually quite an interesting one.
Okay.
And it goes, hey lads, love the podcast. The other day at a party, my girlfriend was extremely drunk. She was being very overly friendly and overly touchy and with all the other lads there, especially a lad she used to have a thing with.
Oh.
Okay, you know where this is going, but hear me out, Wafflers, because this is getting tasty. I didn't want to say anything because I just assumed that was me being insecure. Now, we've all been in this situation where it's like, oh, I don't want to make it look like I'm triggered or like I'm, you know, insecure and all this stuff, so I'm not going to say anything. However, listen to this. Later on in the night, my girlfriend and the guy she used to have a thing with were like kind of slow dancing. And
then,
she started twerking on him. Wait, obviously that hurt to see because I'm kind of in love. I tried to call people to pick me up, but then she ended up passing out drunk and I had to take care of her. So is it just a drunken mistake?
Mate, no.
Drunken? Or is this like he should be going, look, I deserve fucking respect here. My emotions are on the line, so are yours, and we need to respect that with one another.
This guy, I get the point of you don't want to say anything, you don't want to look like a jealous idiot because you trust your girlfriend, but also at the same time, it sounds like it went a little bit too far, and it gets to a point where maybe you actually should probably say something and be like, I'm not comfortable with that.
I just think here, like, there's got to be a certain level of, like, values. Like, when you need to, you know, being transparent with each other, saying, look, like, treat me how you want to be treated. And on a level, is there anyone that would really like want their partner to be sexually dancing on another individual unless you're into that?
And not only was it another individual, it's an ex-partner.
Yeah, mate, that's fucked.
I think that's actually quite bad.
And yeah. I think, like, we talk about him not wanting to sound like a jealous idiot. There is different levels to this. Like, if she was just dancing with someone, like, that's not really
that's
the end of the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, of
like,
course, it's them you're having fun.
You're just dancing.
Yeah.
But, like, twerking, like, how would she feel if she, like, turned around and he had some girl, like, twerking on him?
Mm. Yeah.
She would hate it.
Exactly.
Be fuming.
Exactly. But, like, what about the Ice Cube game? Space,
when were you playing that last night?
Basically, yeah, we're playing that.
I swear you make up rules for these games.
No. I didn't start it. They started it. Oh. No. It came up in Piccolo.
Oh.
But, like, you know, if a girl's, you know, in a relationship, should they be playing the Ice Cube game where they pass the Ice Cube to another person?
Probably not.
Because lips touch.
Yeah, cause you see this, like, all this shit in Love Island, for example, right? Where they were like, yeah, but it was just for the game. I was like,
but like, in Love Island, they are all single.
No, but, like, when they have, when they are, like, partnered up and whatever, like, it just makes me think, like, yeah, but, like, surely you just don't participate. Like, I always join in the games if you boys are playing, but I never do anything.
No, you wouldn't.
Like, you can still participate, have fun without having to cross the line.
Yeah. I think a lot of men and women, to be fair, when they go on a holiday, getting out and going drunk and, like, flirting with people, they may realise, oh, I don't actually like my other half as much as I thought I did.
No, you see, I think it's they're just on holiday and they're like, this is a vibe. I think they think holiday is a place where you can have these little romances.
Flirts.
Yeah, and they think, well, it's harmless. But, like, I guess if they saw it happening, it wouldn't be harmless.
I was talking to my mate about this the other day. He was on holiday and, like, he was flirting with someone. He was like, oh, it's nice to know that I can, like, not still do it. It was nice that I'm still wanted by other people, if that makes sense. So he didn't pursue it, but it was quite nice to have
course,
a flirt.
Of course, to know that, like, you know, we all want to be accepted, wanted, desired, sought after, but, like, you know, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
That concept, I mean, there's a line between pursuing it and taking action on that.
Mm.
Like, that there's something gets released. I think it's a dopamine hit. Like, it's the same thing of when we like getting likes on Instagram, it gives you, it activates the reward center. Mm. So it doesn't mean you want to like, you know, you could go toxic with that, for example, and do everything for the gram like some people do, or you can go, oh, yeah, I recognize that, but I'm not going to now allow this to take over my life. Some people with cheating, for example, they get that feeling of, oh, look, I'm desired, yeah, or, you know, that person, I'm vibing with them. And maybe the reason why they are such, you know, they get with loads of people is because they need that confidence boost. They need that reward center flare up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is that what?
Are you talking about you?
Wait.
Did you just have a therapy session?
So it's, no. No, because basically I was watching this little, it was like a talk by an awareness coach about yourself. And it was about how sex like is a form of intimacy, but not like, like just doing the action, just doing it, like to, oh, it's something about like distracting ourselves from like the real, I don't know, it's, I can't remember fully, but basically there's, I don't know.
You're almost there.
I'm almost there.
You're on the tip of your
tongue. I've had a week of fucking smashing yeah. it, so, yes.
Because you are very much like, I am seeing this, Holly, you're very much obsessed with getting girls, aren't you?
No.
No?
I'm not obsessed. What do you mean? We go to a party and we have a good time.
But that is your goal at the end of the
night. Just because I end up speaking to individuals doesn't mean I'm obsessed. And my goal is to have a good time.
So, have you had a good time this holiday?
I've had a great time.
What was your favourite night?
Favourite night? I'd say the Nathan Dorr night, Ibiza Rocks.
Last night
when...
when I turned up.
Yeah. Lou turned up.
I was really, like, I got quite excited.
Like, show Tom, get some of the photos up and whatnot, or videos. We, like, it was like a proper movie. And I think after, you know, the time that we've had where... You know, we haven't been able to do things like this, coming out doing that. Mm. Obviously, there was moments, obviously, like when like Wonderwall and whatnot comes on, where it's just us boys and we're like, hey. Do you know what I mean? It's just good vibes like
yeah,
that.
It was
obviously,
really fun.
You know, chatting to people and whatnot, meeting whoever, this, that, and the other, dancing and everything is, yeah, it's just quality. I love it. And we've had a sick time. We've had a sick week. And it's you know, it's one of the moments as well, like even just coming out here to do, like this is our job technically.
Mm. We're but just
it's
just staring at the sea.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, the sea's out here. It's like, you got to appreciate... You know, how far we've come as the boys as well.
I mean, yesterday, even though I fell over.
Oh, you broke your coccyx.
I think I have broken my coccyx.
This is the funniest thing.
Go on, then.
Like, just... No, just watching you. Like, there was a big ledge, probably, like, what, 2 foot?
3 foot.
About 2. And, like, Theo just stepped back and just hit the floor.
So he could only walk now whilst holding on to his arse. just looks like he's grabbing his own arse and just like looking around.
Wait, we can overlay the video.
Oh yeah, get a video up. But yeah, so you've had injuries and all that. Oh yeah, by the way, we also got kicked out of our hotel this morning.
Oh God.
For like, apparently you're not allowed to laugh and have a good time. No, we were being respectful, but
take it back to the beginning.
No, this is
over a week long period that this
Monday,
has been brewing.
Monday was bad.
Okay, Monday was bad, but we...
You basically had an after
No, we
party.
Didn't have a party.
I didn't. I wasn't there. I left.
No.
I went to my room.
But basically, the bottom line is, yeah, we've been kicked out of our hotel. And we'll just stop it at that.
It came about in such a joke's way, though, because, like, your room key just didn't work.
Yeah, they didn't tell me or tell
Passively,
us.
Passively, aggressively.
They just barred the room key. Now, have you guys, like, obviously... It was like in football, you know, when you get a yellow card and you try and argue with the ref, he's made his decision.
They had made their decision.
No, they had you. Yeah. And it was like...
You were arguing.
Yeah, you were going for it.
I had to, of course.
But it was just like, the deal was done. The deal was done. And, any of you guys, have you ever been kicked out of hotels? Because
I've never been.
It's really difficult because you want to continue the party, you want to keep everything going.
Yeah.
But even talking at this volume right now... It must be, you know, you can't. It's like everyone, we're in Ibiza. It's like that balance of like.
No, I'm not being funny. We got a noise complaint in Ibiza.
In it.
And I'm also not being funny. Last night, you boys came back to the room that I was sleeping in. And like that was the noise complaint. I literally woke up like once. Yeah. So like, I don't know how you're waking.
Yeah, he was in the room. And
genuinely, all we were doing was laughing for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like, out here, like, moments like that, I've never had a funnier night than last
night.
So
funny.
So funny, the, you know, the drinking games, all of it, like...
I was dying. Hilarious. It was actually really good.
And obviously, like, that was, mate, that's like our first proper... Well, this is like our first proper nights out together since you've been single.
Yeah.
Where we've both been single.
It was actually really fun.
Mate, it was jokes.
We have a good time.
No, we actually do. And... Like, I've been saying this as well. Obviously, he says that he plays, like, you know, was it ABBA and Robbie Williams, that sort of music. He's got tunes. If you were a DJ, bruv, if you actually learned to do the decks, You've got the ear for what's good.
You were saying this the other night.
I mean, I keep Shazam in your tracks.
What can I say? No, I'm always a resident DJ at all my parties.
Yeah.
I do love it. I'm a very musical man, that's why.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to do the actual decks.
Yeah, no, it's pressing buttons, like, honestly. But that's been a sick thing as well. Like, I've been ending up DJing round random clubs and after parties. Now, you lot, we have a message from Beer 52, who are giving away 8 free beers.
Unreal.
To you guys for free. All you got to do is pay the $5.95 postage. Go to beer52.com/wafflin to claim yours. There's 170 active members already. You get a magazine.
170,000 active men.
A few more than 170.
Yeah, I'm smashing that as well.
And I absolutely love them. I'm one of my favourite members.
What makes them so different to other beers?
They're just unique and different. Like, you can't really buy them in the UK. Yeah,
you can't cop those beers in the shop. No. And what is good is they send, like, it's like a different country of origin each week. Yeah.
So not only that as well, you obviously get the magazine and snack. Ideal. Munching, drinking, enjoying your life. Hey, and
the snacks are always like pretty random as well. I got like fried peas.
Ooh.
Yeah, something like that. It was weird.
Mate, this is perfect for uni. Imagine. Like going to Freshers, you can pause and cancel at any time as well.
And if like a bunch of you do it, like 5-10 of you all claim this, you're sorted out. Your night is sorted. And it's just on the boys.
Yeah.
$5.95 postage. Get it in. Beer52.com/wafflin. Free case of 8 beers. On with the show.
I was one impressive thing Joe did do this week was, I think it was Wednesday night, it was sort of a dead vibe, and me and Harry went home.
Yeah.
And this man stayed out by himself again. He does it.
Wasn't it till like 10 a.m. as well? Or
no. So I went to a villa party afterwards.
But you left us and you stayed out on your ones.
I was just like, you know what? We're in Ibiza. I personally don't want to go home. I appreciate that you guys, you know, you're a bit ill. You needed a rest.
I was so ill, but I trooped through it.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, I don't want the night to end. So yeah, started DJing with Ryan. I played a couple tracks in Ibiza Rocks, and then went to an after villa party and just had it large. And we DJ'd there. It's mental. And it's like little moments like that. It's like, fucking hell, this is sick.
Making memories.
And it makes like, when I eventually sign my record deal, it's meant to be this week. We're currently having conversations. But it means when we do perform, like festivals next year and whatnot, it's gonna like, it's just getting a taste for it already. Mm. It's nuts. Like, it's sick.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
What about me on nights out? Am I good fun?
It's been jokes.
What would you rate it in?
No, good. I mean, back in the day, it was like you didn't know. I didn't know how to party. But you especially, you weren't about that life as much. Now, I don't know whether it's, you know, the living in London or whatnot. But like, you know how to have a good time.
I do know how to have a very good time.
And you can connect with anyone.
I think I have good chat.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know.
I think I do. I think I can talk to
people. Yeah, I think you've proved that you do.
Yeah, you've evolved. As in, like, you know, as in. And that's what I'm saying, like, since, I know the breakup for you was very, very difficult, but since then, mate, like, you've just elevated.
Flowered.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, that night out, like, that we had, like, last night, for example, everyone else goes home, it's me, you, and...
No one else.
Okay. But still, like...
It's just me and you.
Okay. But it's, like, us four,
yeah.
And we just, like, sick vibes, constantly. It was like, very constantly, funny, yeah. And it's, like, that's why we should go out when we go home.
In London, in Shoreditch. No, yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Right, but on the next level of questions.
Wait, well, I don't know, is it an appropriate time to address, it won't be last episode, but the episode before.
Oh, his jealousy.
All the comments that we were getting.
Shit, so
you've just been praising Theo quite a lot there, by the way.
Okay.
So I think this sort of like, counteract.
Wait, yeah, no, wait, so what, because I've been told by you boys, I saw the odd one where, you know, the top comments, but what are they saying?
They're all saying. What
are they saying?
Pull them up, have you got your phone on you?
Come on. They are very much, you are now jealous of me.
Jealous?
Very jealous.
Is this to do with the intervention?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're jealous of...
Wait, did something stop recording?
No, I don't think so.
We're good.
It did seem a bit weird, like all the comments.
Like,
can we say
this is the most commented episode of the new season by...
Really?
By far.
It's good, we got a reaction.
Yeah, we got a reaction. They're basically saying... Theo is actually happy and living his life. Yeah. He doesn't need this intervention. They're saying you're jealous of that I'm friends with all the YouTube lot, which so are you.
So I think more than anything, regarding the YouTube lot thing, it's more of like when I was going to move to London, you were like, let's all go out.
And we are. We just
haven't gone out yet.
I mean, yeah, but that's just classic timing thing.
But yeah, but what else? Because you made out like it was like terrorizing.
Because I looked through it like the day after, read the comments, and it was literally.
Some of them were a bit deep. Some was like, Joe's jealous of Theo's happiness.
Yeah, yeah, it was shit like that. Joe sounding like, jealous out here. Let Theo do his thing, boy.
Right now, I'm riddled with anxiety from like the nights out. But I mean, like, overall, like moving to London, doing all of that, you know, it's been sick. Theo, man, don't worry. Joe and Luke are just jealous. You're living your life. Don't let them hold you back. This is the thing. Like, when I was in lockdown, I was doing, you know, smashing part. No. Drinking loads and doing all of that, but I was having a good time. And obviously, like, a lot of people were saying to me, similar sort of thing of like, oh, you're letting yourself go, this, that, and the other. But
it's very easy from the outside to think that someone's off the rails. But for me personally, I've got my shit together so much. But also, like, it's all going well.
Like, think about this legitimately. Like, why would we want to put our mate down?
Yeah, like, you know.
Like, genuinely, like, why? What incentive is there for us to do that?
At the same time, think, we went, look, Theo, mate, you're drinking a lot, this, that. Or is everything all right? Because, as I remember you said it on the pod, it's like when someone like breaks up and then you see them just always on a night out, there could be like, you know, it's, you want to check in. You want to see if you're all right. So obviously that's what we did on Watford. And now we don't. But you're all right.
The worst thing is like every time I say I'm all right, everyone's like, "Of course you are, mate."
And naturally, at the same time, right? We've got to make content. So like, if Joe was just like, "Theo, are you actually all right?" And he was like, "Yeah," and we're like, "Okay, next segment."
Yeah,
like,
we've got an hour. We've got an hour to fill in. So you're like, you know, we dig a little deeper because sometimes if I, you know, people have asked me, "Are you right, Joe?" And I'm like, "Yeah, fine." But are you know, right? Sometimes you're not. But
you coming to Ibiza, how did you feel?
Oh well, I just come off the back of a night out.
So did I.
So we, so I was already going into it a little bit hanging, but I've had it large.
You did have it large.
That's the only thing, like, with holidays like this, it's sick, but you have that, obviously, where you do the excessive drinking. It's like, you said it, you almost want to go back now and, like, smash the gym and health and all of that.
I can't wait to get home and just go to a gym.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Drink green juices every day.
Yeah.
It's almost one of them where, like, it sounds so bad, but, like, you need a holiday after a holiday.
Mate, in it. Now it's like...
He has that.
We're now going Tenerife.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A surfing.
That's going to be, that's going to be funny, dodgy,
whatever.
It's a surfing
trip.
Well, I don't know how much of that we're going to do, but it's meant to be, yeah. What about this one? So we saw this at a club. We were with them. Okay, no, we weren't. Sisters sucking each other's nipples.
We saw it happening in the corner.
The thing of like girls kissing girls and... That, you know, the but sisters.
We,
I was like, this is incest, is it?
Yeah, but to be fair, we didn't 100% know that they were sisters.
Oh no, it was just we were told after, and it was like, I just remember I thought I'd bring up a one thing because I was like, is that? Because remember we've done a lot of things of, you know, people sending questions about like, is this legal and things like that, and it's like
it is an interesting
sisters.
One.
They were getting off and
were they getting off?
Oh yeah, they did that as well. It's a part of a game, but it's just sort of like, oh, I remember thinking,
we don't know people's relationships with their own sisters, or like twins.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's common with twins.
No. You've watched too much porn. That's why you think it's common.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that one.
I don't know, I'm trying to, you know, defend their side.
Right.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate. Like, maybe they're just comfy, and in their world it's fine, it's normal.
No, it is, Is it normal as such where, you know, like...
I wouldn't get off with my brother.
Yeah, I think that's...
Said you no did. One said that, mate.
Like, would you kiss your sister?
No, and that's what... Because I was like, I've got a sister, and it's like, this is... Do you know what I mean? But maybe...
It's no different just because they're two girls. Like, it would be not. The same yeah, as siblings. Like,
it's siblings.
We're like, oh, yeah, we see each other naked all the time. Oh. Family members. Anyway, what are your thoughts on that? Let us know in the comments down below. Another thing, as you can see, we're stacked full of content. This one, when you were younger,
oh God,
did you used to suck flannels, wet flannels?
Oh, all the time.
I used to do it. Someone said it in the club yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, did everyone else do that?
Why is he shaking his head?
You didn't, you know, like when...
Get the water out.
Yeah, you know, like when you're in the bath as a kid and the flannel's wet and then you like suck it and it feels quality in your mouth.
You actually never do that?
Like, not I haven't got that in my memory.
I can remember the exact feeling of what that is like.
Quality.
Maybe I'll try it later. There's a flannel over there.
This is what you signed up for, waffling. Yeah, did you ever suck flannels as a kid?
In it. Dodgy. Now, this was an interesting question that we actually got in.
Okay, here we go.
So, premature ejaculation is a thing, right? You know, coming quickly.
Is that what? Say,
what do you think about to stop ejaculating too early? This is a question, and it's like everyone's got a different thing. I want to know what your boys is.
I mean, I just stare at the wall and just like try really hard, like staring at the wall. I don't think of anything, but I know I could and probably should think of something to stop me. But also then at the same time, I'm sort of just not going to do that. I don't care.
Mm.
I'll just be in the moment and be at one. Whereas you, I know what you think.
Wait, what's your time?
So basically, I just say and envisage like Maryland cookies.
Maryland cookies.
Maryland cookies. And I like just imagine the texture of them. So I imagine like I'm looking at one close up.
That makes no sense because don't you love Maryland cookies?
Yeah, but I'm not going to get a rod on over it.
Oh, I don't know. You got a rod on the pool earlier.
Right. Yeah, anyway. No, but yeah, like basically, what do you lot do?
I think like I start to focus on my breathing.
Really?
Like, I try to
meditating.
Take deeper breaths.
Do you still like concentrate on not coming early, even with your missus after being together for so long?
Well, like it varies. Like sometimes you're just fine, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? Like it could happen with like anyone, yeah, whether you slept with them once or 100 times. Sometimes you can just go. Sometimes it's like they're on it, and then it's like within a couple of seconds you feel like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It literally varies. But yeah, for me, it's just like, right, deep breaths. Just like think about that.
It can be really annoying for like the other half.
Yeah, mate, imagine.
But wait, this is the thing. Not a overly prolonged session sometimes is preferable.
Better.
But sometimes. But something actually like I want to ask you. So you still get the premature, like early, even after being in a relationship for so long?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
that's really,
so what I was trying to say earlier about the intimacy thing, the reason why A reason why having sex with a girl eventually, like, you might not get, be able to come from it, or not, it might not do it for you anymore, is because that's not true. Just doing that motion over again, that gets you used to that. Your brain gets used to that. Just the physical, like, genital sex.
Oh, what? So you're you must then have
like what's called sacred sex, right? Which is far more intimate. It's like you're actually fully open to one another, and it's far stronger than just a physical thing.
Mate.
And that's must be why, for you. Because I've always been like, how do you not, after an amount of time, just be like, oh, it's the same thing over and over? And
there's a big difference between having sex and making love.
Yeah, but making...
It is very
deep
true.
Soul-connected love.
It is very true, though.
Yeah.
Like, making love is way better.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I guess... What you're saying is essentially, for a lot of couples, it literally becomes just the act of like, well, this is what couples do. We have sex with each other.
Yeah, but you're not truly connected.
Mm. Yeah, rather like when you go on a night out and you sleep with someone, you're sleeping with that person because you want to sleep with them. Do you know, that's the only reason you two end up back together in bed.
But it's not actually like, yeah, and it is just on this life coach thing that I was
watching. What is this thing? Is it like a YouTube ad that popped up?
It was one of the dancers in my Mission music video. It's now what she does.
Life coach?
Wait, yeah, it's about like spiritual stuff. Her name's Emma Zia on Instagram.
So you're watching like...
Oh, well, I followed her for time and it obviously came up.
It's all about relationships and intimacy and...
That's always... It's like connecting on a... It's like connecting on a deeper level.
Everything okay?
No.
No, it's not, is
no, it? No, it was more of just like... It came up, and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting because, you know, I mean...
It is you.
I mean, what?
Do you reckon you'll ever actually fall in love again? Because every time we go on a night out, you do fall in love. Like, you fall in love at least three
That's
times.
That's infatuation.
But you say it a lot, so...
What?
You say, oh, I'm in love. So are you trying to, like, manifest it?
You can feel those lovey feelings. You can feel infatuated, like, you know... If someone's gorgeous, that can, the chemicals start flooding your brain. The initial stages of falling in love is that initial attraction. That's the first step, you know, the attraction, that, you know, infatuation by them as a person, whatever.
Because we never actually talked about your breakup. And I know we're not going to, unless you want to, of course.
No, but actually, but this is interesting because we get a lot of comments actually saying, like, oh, like, if Theo doesn't open up, Joe grills him, and then Theo tries to reverse it, and Joe's like, nah, we're not talking about that, move on.
It's more of, like, the respect of, like, look, that's, you know, I said I'm not going to talk about it, you know, it's, yeah, just out of respect.
But I was going to say, like, since then, and since obviously being single again, do you actually think you will fall in love? Or do you reckon you're just destined to be alone forever?
Well, I mean, maybe. I don't know if I'm
the loving type.
Well, at this fucking current moment, the way my person is not set up to fall in love. I almost need to grow up, mature.
Yeah, but we're only 25. No, but
in the sense of figure shit out before, because I don't think I'm at the level yet where I will be, where I can have that fully deep connection that's, yeah, like,
not ready for the next, well, I guess the
it's
next,
not, it's more than just like, oh, the classic not ready. It's more of like, I don't think I've even got it figured out what ready is yet. I mean, I, like, my brain probably still, yeah, is like, only think it thinks that fast, instant happiness rather than the...
Very much in the now.
Like this whole thing, like you say, infatuation, where you're
I don't know.
You get those constant hits of like, oh, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. But the thing is, it is like, you know, spin this around a little bit. Can you picture yourself, age 70, sitting in an armchair at home alone because you haven't, like... You know, like, because, you know, friends will die along the way, especially as you get older. No, this is the harsh reality of life. And, like, if you haven't got... I'm not saying, like, oh, just get someone because it's better to have someone than not. But, you know, like, you're only 25. There's no need to be ready or even know what ready is. But, like, that's the thing to me is like, you hear people that are in that situation and they're like, I've got nobody. And you just feel like, I can't imagine, like, you know, getting to that age and being like, well, yeah, like, okay, I had a great time when I was young or whatever doing all this, but now I'm just alone.
A lot of people do meet their one in their 50s.
No, yeah, and that is completely the case. That can happen.
Yeah, there is no rules in it, and that's the thing. Like, you shouldn't compare yourself to others. Oh, at this point, most people are in a relationship or settle down or this, that, and the other. I need to be. Everyone is different, and there are no rules. Just the thing is, at this point in time, I can't see it happening, and I don't want to just settle and go, oh, just because I'm scared to be lonely, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to just go, oh yeah, because I'm scared.
Arguably, settling is just as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mate, you never know. Next week, someone may walk into your life and be like, oh my God, they're the one.
Yeah, I do think, like,
could happen.
This ready business is sort of, it. Yeah. When someone approaches you, that will make you be like, oh.
I always think
that maybe they're the one.
The one, you end up, like, the one. You never go looking for them. It just happens.
Yeah.
They find their way into your life somehow.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely, like, not looking for that right now.
No, neither am I.
I don't think you.
But
I've
noticed during this whole holiday,
yeah,
there's a lot of couples. And it's like, ooh. It would be quite nice
to
have a cuddle and a couple in the pool.
Mate, I thought that when I got here yesterday. Mate,
everyone here is in relationships. Everyone's couples.
Stood out on the balcony and, like, could see, like, it was clearly like a couple's holiday. Even when I was at the airport and catching the flight, I was like, couple's holiday would be quite fun.
And there's just...
Not for you, obviously.
The single losers.
No, not even. Yes, we've been smashing the booze, so obviously we're having these deeper chats right now. Don't get it twisted, like, How are we talking about us in relationships again? How are we talking about that?
I decided to open you up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to talk and open.
Hey, I love it. I love it because obviously, yeah, a lot of the time it is me going, you know, not grilling, but as in, like, trying to dig a little deeper on you guys. But yeah, like, right, you know, I'm happy to talk. I mean, I probably need it at points. You know, What I noticed watching Waffling back times is obviously you see the almost the journey, the roller coaster that we go on. Like, you know, you see one of me or you, or you, well, you're pretty constant, or you're pretty level headed.
Yeah,
but like,
let's be honest, it's about you two, really.
No. But like, we sort of have peaks and troughs. So it'd be like you might be on a downer for like a few weeks, while I'm, you know, on an up, and it changes. And yeah, I see that, and you know, talking and digging a little deeper to see what may be causing that, whether it's good or bad, is good. Now, guys, we have a message from Free Trade. They support us basically week in, week out. And if you're wanting to make your money do a bit of work for you, obviously, we got into it through actually them hitting us up, wanting to sponsor the pod. They're handing out a free share to you guys that you can withdraw or do whatever you want with it. Obviously, let it keep working, see if you get higher return, or withdraw it and just basically it's free money.
This is free money.
Yeah. Now, what is so good about Free Trade is that they have an app very easy to use. They're very trustworthy. They've won plenty of awards.
I also think, right, boys, this is like the perfect app for the beginner. Yeah, we're saying like entry level, this makes everything so simple.
Yeah.
And then like, even if you are scaling up, like, I mean, you've got everything in one place where you can buy loads of different.
That's one of the most daunting things about getting into it, is like everything looks confusing.
Yeah, like you don't really know what you're doing.
Whereas these lot, simple, effective, efficient.
Yeah, and that's what anyone who's basically using their hard-earned cash, like, you don't want to just lose it or be unsure. So, yeah, what the deal is that we've got for you is, if you go to freetrade.io/waffling, register and fund your account, you will randomly get allocated this free share worth between £300 and £200. I must say, don't forget that when you invest, your capital is at risk. The value of investments goes up as well as down, and you may receive back less than your original investment. But good luck, enjoy yourself, and let your money work for you. On with the show.
Because right now, I have been experiencing a lot of anxiety recently. Yeah. And it is hell. It's the worst. You don't want to do anything. You just want to...
Yeah. Everything's very overwhelming. Like the idea of even linking...
No, we were going to have Wayne.
Imagine texting Wayne Lineker right now.
Yeah, and we didn't because...
You were scared.
I was scared.
Well, you're a little bit scared.
I was scared, boys.
Terrified of Wayne.
I was terrified. Right now, the last thing I want to do is go, Wayne, please come on my podcast.
It would have been funny.
I know, it would have been funny. But we could have all messaged him. He follows you.
No.
He does follow me.
He does follow you.
Oh, yeah, and this is the thing. Like, when it does come to guests, you know, I like to do as much as I can for the show, behind the scenes sort of stuff. But that is down to you, boys.
It's going to happen, isn't it? We're like, season two, we're going to get guests on. Halfway through, still not a single guest.
No, we are. There is going to be at least one guest.
So I was talking to someone the other night, and they were like, I was just talking to a friend, and they were like, Alfie Days is really open on his own podcast and like talks about everything and anything. And I think that he could be a very, very interesting guest, purely for the fact, you know, you've known him for a few years.
He's been on
OG YouTuber,
as well.
Just had a kid. Like, I reckon he could be very open and honest and find a lot about. I think he'd be a fantastic guest.
Yeah. Like, all of those like YouTubers as well from day would be good.
It's
almost like we need a booker.
We just send him a text.
Yeah,
just reach out.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like think about it. Do you need a booker when YouTube literally?
And this is what I'm saying. Like, me and the old drink. Don't go. I mean, if you obviously, you know, I've been very open about my mental health, and it's sort of like, yeah, what alcohol does is not ideal.
But in the moment.
And in the moment, quality, like, yeah. But it's just like, and where, I guess, going out and even going out in London, like once a week or whatever, there's that period where you're not feeling 100%, and the idea of like reaching out, obviously, yeah, it's just not.
We're just on a full U-turn. Like, I can't wait to get home, get in the gym and just smash it again.
Yeah.
I'm done now, I'm retiring.
And we're not retiring. It's moderation.
This
isn't
is
it?
The thing, boys. Like,
oh god, here we go. Yo, bro, there's a villa party tonight. Oh god, this is the guy that runs it. We can go to it. No, we can't. It's our last night.
Are we going STK at 10? We're
meeting up with Chris MD.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
But boys, what I noticed is, like, I changed a lot over lockdown. I think
really?
I used to like every Friday, like come to Friday, I'd want to be out, and then Saturday I'd be happy to go out. Mm. I just don't have the bug for it anymore. That, and that's also why I didn't want to come out here for a week, because the idea of going out every night just, like, it's something that I don't find so appealing anymore. And which is, like, last year, the year before, because we had to have last year off, I would have loved it. Would have pounced on it.
Yeah, I mean, prior to coming out to Ibiza, I've been going out a lot in London. I just wasn't excited for this trip, like, at all.
Yeah, well, I was like, it's because we've been smashing it.
Yeah, I was like, done.
It was the end of summer. We've been smashing it all summer.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like, oh, God, we know what's coming, like, the aftermath.
But it has been very fun. I've had a really good time with you boys.
It's been fucking quality. Like, honestly, there's been proper moments where it's like, look up to the sky and I'm like, this is fucking
sick. One thing,
like,
I have noticed, though, like, a couple of times, actually, we end up at a villa party in the pool or in the sea. And does everyone get their knobs out?
Yeah.
Why do all the boys get naked?
So well, I think everyone's like, let's all go skinny dipping, everyone. But then only like the lads do it.
Then it's just 10 lads, like, in the pool naked, and we're all like,
yeah.
Ooh, how did we end up here? Yeah.
Didn't you two do it last night in the sea?
We just went to the beach, and it was just like four of us, and everyone, they were like, skinny dipping? Like, yeah, so we jump in first, and they were like, oh no.
And then me and Joe, they're like, we're just like, oh.
Not to worry. Anyway. But yeah.
Yeah, it is bad, isn't it?
It's bad, but
not do that ever again. It was quite funny, though.
Yeah, but you're more than happy to get your, I mean, we've discussed you getting your knob out anywhere.
It's very liberating in, like, water.
It's freeing. Also, I don't care.
I went and saw you play for Garden the other day.
Oh, God.
It didn't go well, but...
Oh, God, he came to first game of the season.
And what happened?
Oh, they got smashed.
What, played off the park?
We only lost 9-3.
Fuck.
No, they got bullied.
Oh,
they
God. Did.
Very bad. I scored a pen, though.
Well done.
Obviously, I scored.
That's standard due, but surely, like, are you going to continue that forever? Take them to the Prem? Like, surely.
I've got at least another season in us. I'm very much, like, I'm very much almost done with football now.
Really?
What do you mean?
Like, I think I'm going to retire at the end of the year.
Shit! Yeah. Newsflash exclusive, everyone.
Retires from Sunday League football.
It's because of injuries.
Yeah, I'm just sort of done with football now. I'm ready to play. I just want to do 5-a-side charity matches and then smash my Iron Man.
Because I noticed you've just done a podcast with Jack Mate.
I did.
And he like put a little announcement out on Twitter and he called you a football club owner.
Can I say? I do technically own a club.
That's sick.
That's a factual information, Luke.
I thought it was quite cool. It made me chuckle.
Yeah, no, it is good. It is good. But yeah, I'm ready to start.
Isn't that your second time on there?
First time on Happy Hour. I've done all the podcasts this bloody summer. I've been getting about.
What did you talk about?
Just my life. I was selling seafood at one point.
Did you open up like you do here?
No.
Oh.
No. Everyone nights out. Like, I always get people like trying to open me up on nights out.
Why do you reckon that is?
I don't know. They're like, go on. They're trying to open me up. I was having a chat with someone in the pool and they were trying to open me up. I was like, there's nothing for me to open up.
Well, so they don't, because...
Maybe they could, I got the impression that they could like sense something.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, usually when someone is like doing that, it's because they're picking up something about your cold, you know, they're covering something up, distract, you know, there's something of that ilk.
But then I'm like...
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing. So maybe I'm just a weirdo.
No. I don't know. Everyone's different.
End of this weird aroma.
Everyone's different. End of the day. I think it's where, like, maybe they've seen a change in you. Do they know you? Like, your confidence, like, and all that stuff?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe they're like, what's the secret? Maybe they want to know. Maybe they're jealous.
Like you.
Maybe. I'm fucked, mate.
Yeah, you're dead.
I'm dying.
First 2 days here in Bifa, I was on death's door and I was going to not come out. And eventually, obviously, I came out every day. Mm-hmm. And the roles have reversed now. I'm fantastic.
Yeah.
And you are.
So you had that night in on the bath? In the bath?
I did. I came home and had a bath. And it was amazing.
And was it good?
I had a bath. I was in the bath for an hour.
Texting?
Just talking to my friends, yes.
Oh, that was the... Oh, we can't say. Okay. But that was cute.
It was very
and
cute.
Good.
It was very
and
nice.
You had that night off, and I was like, "Boys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to smash it." And now we've got to the last night, and I'm like, pff.
"But even saying that was a night off, like, it was definitely most."
I suppose, yeah, you drunk, but didn't continue going out.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, bath instead.
Yeah.
So next up, questioning from the Waffling Mafia. Hello, boys. Been talking to a girl recently. We're not dating, but I really fancy her.
Oh.
We've hooked up on many, many occasions and basically act like we're a couple when we're together. But she always ghosts me and ignores my messages. But we'll still go back to acting like my girlfriend the very minute we're together in person. It's beginning to send mixed signals. What should I do?
She likes him and is trying to keep a distance because I don't think she wants a boyfriend.
Or is it that just she just maybe wants... She enjoys in real life doing it, but she's more of an in real life person. She doesn't like the texting. Texting doesn't do it for her. You know, she wants that real touch, that maybe. Real energy.
Maybe.
Maybe, because I obviously that, I'm a shit texter, mate. Even if like I really like any type of individual, whether it be friends, girls, whatever, like texting is not it.
I'm really into my voice notes.
Yeah, yeah, voice notes, but they're not always convenient because people are doing stuff, you know. There's nothing like real life, but I understand that it's that thing again of like considering others. You need to be considerate.
Yeah, I think they need to have a chat and see like what does she want? Because if she's not looking for a boyfriend, that would explain what's going on. She's okay. Trying to keep him just at arm's length, maybe.
It's definitely a respect thing, like you say, even about the texting. If you're not a good texter,
let them know.
If you're like, yeah, yeah, I think you just need to be like, oh, by the way, like I'm not being rude. I'm just like, I hate texting, which is
some
completely
some people
fair
would go, look. I don't want to feel like I have to justify myself. It's like, oh, it's basically, you're always just going to get stuff like this.
Yeah, but sometimes it does come across as rude.
No, it does. It does.
That's why it boils down to it every single time.
What?
It just boils down to it every single time. It's all about being open with your other half or whoever you're talking to. Honesty is key.
Have you ever ghosted anyone?
Yes.
Not intentionally, replying. It's more of like, you don't remember every single chat that's ongoing and you might accidentally...
Yeah.
You know.
I had to do it this holiday.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Just had to not reply.
To?
Just people. It was for the best. Sometimes you have to let them go.
Yeah, but you can't tell them.
What? No. Was it a girl?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No. I did this thing on WhatsApp where I won't reply to someone for like 4 or 5 days and it's really... But I forget. But I don't... open the message, it still has a notification, so eventually I will scroll down and I'll be like, oh, I haven't replied, so then I'll reply.
Do you ever get that sort of thing where like text anxiety, where you're like, oh, like, you know how easy it is to reply to someone, you're like, oh, but I don't want to open that message.
All the time.
What is that? It's like, almost just opening a message, you don't want to, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's like you're opening, you're
draining.
Yeah, yeah, it is, isn't it? What is that all about?
It's quite peculiar, that. Like, it's such a small thing.
But it's common.
Yeah, very. Everyone like, has it.
If someone goes, question, you don't sit there and go, oh, I might answer, I don't know if I'm going to. Yeah. But it's almost like you have the control as whether you're going to entertain it. It's like, because you can't fully see the message or I don't know, or whatever.
But I was like a dick. Like, if someone took 5 days to reply to me, I'd be like, you're a bell end.
Well, yeah. Because
there's no excuse.
There is
no
excuse, no.
But it's right there.
And like, I could just do it, but there's something holding me back. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. I just...
But as well, as humans, we're not designed to be able to be contactable by so many people.
I guess so.
We're designed to have like, you know, a family. Yeah, like from caveman times, literally. So each person, each conversation you're opening and entertaining, that's draining energy, that's taking mental capacity from you. It is like, you know, maybe that is the subconscious thing.
Damn.
But you can sit there and like prioritize others the whole time.
It's
that balance again, and you might end up living for others and not yourself. But I don't know.
I'll like sit in bed like and spend 20 minutes just replying to everyone.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes I'm in those moods where it's like, right, I'm ready.
Right, let's get it done.
Yeah, let's get it done. Everyone, everything, let's go.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than like waiting for a reply from someone and they like upload a story or something. Doesn't that wind you up?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Well, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, a bad human.
Fucking reply.
Oh, do you ever get excited when you get texts?
Yeah. Do you remember like back in the day, if you're ever like...
Back in the day.
I'm going back to like even maybe school when you're like, chaps in the bed, maybe, you know, encountering your first love.
I get excited by texts.
And then like you'd get a text from...
You're like, oh, why have they not replied yet?
And like you're constantly on the edge like...
You're giddy.
Reply.
All right now, guys, have you ever chopped up your bollocks?
What?
So cut yourself when you're shaving your balls, right?
It's the worst.
It is honestly horrendous. Well, we have a little deal from Manscaped. They have delivered their brand new Performance Package 4.0, right? Not only does it include the safest razor you'll ever find, right? It's got very, very, they have their technology. Well, it's skin safe technology, which is literally like so enhanced, you are going to be secure and comfortable.
Mate, and I'll tell you what, right? The thing about this lawnmower...
4.0.
It doesn't just do the garden downstairs. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure if this is gross or not. I use it on, like, my chest.
Mate,
my,
I use it on the chest. Tra- because
my
it's
face.
It's the, I don't use it on my face. I use it on my chest. It's the perfect length.
Yeah.
So good.
And also, like, because you just, sometimes you just want to do it well quick, like, get your beard done.
Yeah.
Mate, you don't even have to think about it. Just do it.
That's what you want. And as well, it has a light, 4,000K. What's that? That's very bright, isn't it? So that means you can, an LED spotlight. So when you're wanting to go where the sun don't shine, you're sorted.
And the best thing about it, waterproof.
Yeah. It is waterproof, so you can do it wherever. Now, within, obviously, the performance package 4.0, you have things like the crop preserver.
Mate, I use that every day.
I saw it on the side when I rocked
that. I look, a little, basically, ball spray.
Yeah, so like deodorant, like, you know, they cover you. Anything that you'll need for your toiletries, looking after yourself in the safest, most comfortable way, you've got it. As you can tell, I am literally dying here. But anyways, get it down below. 20% off is via our link in the description.
Which is?
Manscaped.com/wafflin. That is manscaped.com/wafflin. And you get 20% off and free shipping.
Beautiful.
Unreal. Get your hands on it. On with the show. When people slide into your DMs, and you click on it, and they have a private account.
We were talking about this the other night.
What on earth are those individuals thinking? Because, like, if it's like, I'm going to introduce myself, open a conversation, but I'm not going to let you know anything about me. You may be a 50-year-old dodgy geezer. I want to inspect who I'm speaking to.
Didn't know what it is. I figured it out just now in my head. They want the follow back.
Oh.
They want the follow back.
No, but surely that happens, like, not... Say if it's YouTubers or whatever. Surely that happens just...
All the time in general.
Yeah, just in general.
It is very jarring.
It's like it's like someone literally starting a conversation and they're wearing a bag over their head. Like, you can't see who you're talking to.
There's nothing wrong with having private accounts. Like, I've got a private account, but, like...
But no, but
it's when you message someone.
It's when they message something about that involves where it's like, right, I should know who I'm talking to here.
Yeah, yeah. And you go to click on their profile and it's just, oh, I can't.
Yeah.
What is that?
Why is that?
Maybe let's start a petition.
Ban private account.
No.
If you send a message that involves a further message. I don't know what I'm saying.
So we're talking about birds like sliding in being like, oh,
birds, boys, anyone. Like, it's not just based, yeah.
No. But I mean, like, you know, let's say if it is a girl making a move on you, then you're going to be more inclined to, like, want to inspect them naturally.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas, so, like, if it's just someone being like, oh, Joe, I fucking love internet melts, bring it back. You're like,
it doesn't
matter whether that's a private
Let's say hypothetically, more romantically, it's like going on an actual blind date, but you're blind.
But you are blind. But you're blind.
Yeah, so you can't see one another.
What even is a blind date, by the way?
So basically, it's where you wouldn't know who you're meeting on that date. It's like, I set up a date for you.
Holy shit.
And you have to go and just do the date. So we're going to do it. We should do that.
That's crazy.
I reckon...
People do that.
Yeah, isn't that the series idea that we had?
Yeah, but that's mental.
Blind date, people actually do that. It's like, I don't know how to source, like... a potential date companion. So they go, but a friend might know.
Our friend essentially went on a blind date the other night.
Chippo.
Well, he was catfished.
Oh.
No.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, he matched with someone on Tinder,
yeah,
met her and was like, you're not who I know. And there's another thing that he said. Keeps matching transgender females.
Yep.
And good.
Transvestite.
Yeah, no.
they're very different. I think a transvestite is someone that dresses up.
Yeah. And he was like, they're fit.
Would you?
Wasn't he going to say that he was going to go? I mean, I personally wouldn't. But obviously, he was saying I would be open to it. And I was like, fair play, brother.
Yeah, that's good. He's confident in himself.
And that's also, that's a complicated topic, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and we have absolutely no leg to stand on when talking about
it. What do you mean, leg to stand on?
We know nothing about that.
No, but you can talk about your opinions on, like,
we could be educated, we can learn.
No, but if you matched a transgender person on Tinder, right, and then, you know, you were talking, but then you didn't know, and then they told you, they were like, I'm trans, you know, Oh, it's okay if you're like, oh no, sorry, like, I don't want to.
It's just what some people have, some people are into it, some people are not. People have different preferences on kinds of human beings.
Yeah.
There we go.
One thing I've actually been quite jealous of you this holiday, Joe. I know you get jealous of me a lot, but this is one jealous thing I am, is his ability to speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Jarring.
Jarring, ¿por qué?
Yeah, very, like, it's very good and it's, handy.
It's fun. It's obviously, I spent 5 years having private lessons con mi profesor de Argentina. And basically...
like, everyone loves it.
Yeah, it's like, it's sick to come out here and be able to just, like, speak. Because obviously at first they laugh, going, ha, English person trying to speak Spanish. And then obviously I back it up with, like, actually conversing.
Yeah,
and they're
like, they respect you, don't they?
It's just they don't expect it. And it's, yeah, it's cool, though, because I don't really get to practice it at home. So, yeah, coming out here and just doing it. And obviously I get better each time because it's all subconscious. Like, once you... You don't realize how much you're learning just from conversing, just from chatting to someone. They're saying little words and little things that you're picking up on. And... yeah, it's good.
That's why the best place to learn a language is by staying in that
country.
Yeah,
by just being here and just chatting.
Weren't you going to move to Madrid?
Move to Madrid?
I swear you almost did.
I probably entertained that idea back in the day.
You're
like
going to get a flat in Madrid for 3 months?
Yeah, just go somewhere like that. Like, I mean, I'd still love to do something like that. Really? To go somewhere Hispanic and just hablar español todo el tiempo, por supuesto.
We have met quite a lot of Spanish-speaking Brits out here.
Yeah, because a lot of them work here, so they have like Spanish parents, way Spanish parent. They have like it's so jokes because they have like a northern accent. You'll be like, you know,
don't
so,
speak it,
yeah,
Spanish.
And then they'll come out with like the perfect Spanish, and it's like, but it's sick, and I think it should be more common, you know, that we learn languages because it's a good skill.
And because we are English,
yeah,
we're ignorant as well. We just assume everyone's going to be able to understand us, which, you know, you go some places, that's not the case. Think of when you left your phone in the taxi in LA or Miami.
In Miami, and the taxi driver only spoke Spanish, and I had to converse with him, and he only spoke proper, like, colloquial Spanish, so he wasn't, like, very clearly spoken.
Yeah.
And I had to really get it across. But where I was speaking, he thought I'd understand everything, because my accent isn't like, hola, que tal, como estás. He's like, he was speaking like he thought I would understand everything, and it was like trying to break down. Like, yeah, but that was life-saving. That was literally like, because I had so much on my phone. And
gone.
Yeah, I'd been fucked. So, yeah, pick up languages, really.
That's the one thing I wish I could do, is speak another language.
Yeah. Do we have any Spanish-speaking wafflers?
Surely.
Let us know in the comments.
Or any language.
Or any language, obviously. And say it, say something, comment something in your language.
Yeah.
Anything you'd love. Actually, what I love being a waffler. Could you type that in your language in the comments?
J'adore.
Waffler.
Isn't that?
Je suis très désolé.
Whoa. Comme ça?
Je suis anglais.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Fale portugais.
Actually, speaking of language.
Yeah, go on.
This is, like, I don't know why I just thought of this. But speaking to someone that we know who lived in China for a while, he said, like, Mandarin is the hardest language ever.
Yeah.
So basically, they have like old Mandarin, like the traditional one, but the government have created like a simplified version.
Right.
But they've removed certain words from it, like protest and like
democracy. Oh my God, what? So that they could fuck off.
So basically, like these like younger generations are growing up learning the simplified version, but like...
they'll never learn about the word protest.
Yeah, yeah. Like that word just simply doesn't exist. So like in theory, a protest doesn't exist because the word doesn't exist.
What?
How fucked is that?
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
How can you just remove a word?
Well,
it still exists. Exists.
No, but like that, it's not... It would be like, imagine you just never learned the word
shared.
There. Like it doesn't exist. It's not in the dictionary.
That is mental.
And that's the thing, like, how much... So does that government, do those people know that they've been sort of, like, snaked or screwed over there by the government?
Snaked by the government.
Like, are they aware of that? Are there things that just blatantly... is there maybe some faraway country going, ha-ha, look at those stupid UK people
that don't
realise about this, that... our government doesn't tell us.
But surely this just absolutely makes no sense because they have parents who know the word protest.
So we go, oi, geezer, protest.
Yeah.
Well, look, I didn't put the system in place, so I don't really know how they're planning.
You need to have words. Not
But I found it literally mental when because he worked in a school. So like he was teaching.
Interesting.
It actually sounded really cool to live there. Firstly, right, they like love... like the parents, obviously, he was working in like a school where you have to pay. So like
private school.
Yeah, probably. So the parents loved the fact that it was like an English person teaching their children English. So like he'd have to go out and wave at them every morning because like, and he'd get, he said he was basically, he was literally a teaching assistant.
Yeah.
But he'd just like do the English part.
That's quite cool.
He said he was earning like the same amount as the principal simply because he was like English.
International. What?
Yeah, because it like brought such a good reputation to the school.
Really?
They'd get more like, more students going there. That's why he'd have to go out and wave at the parents because he was like, look, I'm the English guy.
Teaching everyone English.
Wow. Wait, so is there like credibility through just being an Englishman?
Surely. Yeah, he said like he went and got his haircut obviously multiple times, but like he was talking about this time where like they were like all crowded around him because they were like so happy to be like cutting the English guy's hair.
Wow.
There were people taking pictures of him outside as he's sitting there like having his hair cut.
But he obviously knows Mandarin as well.
Well, he might have learned some of the simplified version. No, like, mate, do you know how complicated that language is?
I'm just thinking, like, if you're teaching English at a school.
Yeah, no, he actually said, like, no, I can't speak it. It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
No, he did.
Mandarin's he just, like, it's not just words, it's like tones.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah. It's so, like you could say the same word at a different tone, it would, like, mean a different thing.
Well, it's like, I guess, so in Spanish. You have the accents. So, Malaga, that word has an A. The first A has an accent, so it's Malaga rather than Malaga.
Get it? If
the accent was on the end A, you'd be. So, I guess it's sort of that sort of thing. But, you know, tomato, tomato, and that. Lastly, so one of the girls last night, a geezer came up to her and said, can I have a photo with you? Because he fancied her. That was it.
Like a selfie?
Yeah, so it's in like he wanted a photo because he was like, I've never seen anyone so beautiful.
Oh my God.
I was saying, have any of you ever had that? Because I found that quite endearing, but she found it quite creepy.
You could perceive it as creepy, but it's quite
like,
cute.
He's like, you're literally stunning.
But then he's also just taking a photo of her because...
He's like, yeah, can I just get a photo with you? As like, he wasn't even trying to pursue or nothing like that. It's just, and she was like, back off. And I was like, I didn't know what to make of it. I was like,
we also had our fair share of fucking off to people.
What?
On nights out.
Yeah, people told us to fuck off.
Malfoy almost got in a fight, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, well, there.
He just wanted to drop that in.
No. Okay, so Theo basically nearly got into a fight with these two lads. Basically, they asked for a photo from.
Not to me, it was for you.
They asked me for a photo, but not in like a very, like, I guess, respectful way. It was like, you know, you're a dickhead or this, like, YouTube twat or whatever. And just started putting the phone in my face. And obviously, as anyone would, you're like, Murph, I'm not going to do a photo of you if you're going to be like that. So then they just start chatting shit and just like even more. And I'm just like, I'm going to walk off.
I saw my friend in trouble.
Yeah. And then, well, obviously, I just came over to you boys. And then, boom, they started doing all this, like, you know, carrying on with their chatting shit. And Theo was like, Joe, mate, you're going to have to hold me back. So, no, you won't say, you said you're going to have to fucking, don't let me. And I see Theo, he's bubbling. He's going to go off. And he's just like, you fucking this, that, and the other. Just fuck off. You know, he went off at them and boom, they were like, stand up. And they were going to scrap. And I was like, boys.
But then also I was like, you guys love
yeah,
it.
You were like, you actually love this. Yeah, they just, it was like, what did a reaction, I guess. I don't know.
It was quite funny looking back.
But yeah, no, it was good. And it was, well, it wasn't good. It was just like, fucking hell, Malfoy was about to stick it on some.
But 99% of the people we've met out here have been amazing.
Oh yeah, been safe. Like, everyone's here for good vibes. Like, mostly, yeah. Like, they're here for a good time.
No one's called me the other guy.
Not the other guy. Well, we did have an email, didn't we? And this was, I actually got offended by this. I was livid.
But before you read it out, right, from now on, right, and I swear to God, if anyone sends hate mail to this email address, whether it's about Weller, Malfoy, me, I'm just going to put your email address on the Twitter account and the Instagram account.
Whoa, yeah. We're gonna that leak. Is a threat.
And I'll put the email up as well.
Yeah, we're just going to leak it because this is a place of good vibes where we all support one another. Anyways, so the tagline is, we love you, Luke.
So obviously I clicked it.
And then he has a look and it goes, psych, fucking hate you, Luke. I know you're reading this. Do us a favour and say something in the next pod. Forgot you were even there for the last one. Can't lie. You said fuck all.
How can you hate me then if I'm not saying anything?
You are scamming a living out of Joe and Theo. I think you need to reevaluate your life choices and your personality on waffling. Maybe open up a bit more like the other boys. This is constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah.
And if this doesn't go on the pod, you are backing away from a real issue. Fuck, he's from Moldova.
Oh,
well, it's just such an unnecessary attack.
Yeah, look, basically, look, I'll
go. And he conned you.
No, you're a cunt. Basically.
No, whoa.
We can say that.
It's constructive criticism. Look.
Let me say this. What it is, I think, trying to see it from his point of view, obviously, we do go into detail about certain things. We don't necessarily be like, right, Luke, you open up about this, that, and the other. For whatever reason, I guess we don't. And I guess in a not a very nice way, that's the message that you're sort of trying to get across. But what are your thoughts on that concept that we haven't gone right, Luke? Let's talk about your struggles. Do you ever cry?
I've always also said that this show is still like, it's you two boys. Do you know what I mean? I know that.
Not now, brother.
Not now.
Not ever. This is we're free hosts.
We are free hosts. 33%.
So would you feel like vulnerable talking about anything deeper?
No, but like, I
don't.
I'm going to get like Bruce analysis on this. No, I don't. Like, I would literally be fine, but I'm still at that point where I'm like, it's still like, I am still the other guy. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like.
We think no one cares about what your life is.
Not even, but you know, you sort of. It's not like know your place. It's just very much like, it's still like you two are. You're the content.
Listen to me, laddie.
If you two went right, and this, you know, I'm not playing a little violin here, but like people aren't going to turn off. And I understand, I'd be the same.
Mate, I've spoken to multiple people that say you are the favourite.
Yeah. Like, you are. Mate, if any one of us went, it wouldn't be the show.
No, and yeah, that is true. I agree with that.
You know, but it's true. I mean, to an extent, I think you've got to value yourself more. We may be the content, but if there are, you know, if there is anything you'd like to know, and that maybe that, because I understand that at the same time, maybe that this, you don't want to talk like we would about on certain matters.
No, and I promise you, it's not even that. I mean, if there are certain things that, you know, for example, one day I might need a job.
Right, yeah.
Whereas you two boys are.
Oh, no, I'm going to need a job at some point.
Well, Flynn's going to the moon. We, you know.
But there's. No, I'd speak about anything, but
don't shoot yourself in the foot later down the line.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you do have to be careful with what you put online. Yeah. I think, yes, and you've obviously
we've learned the hard.
We have
way.
Learned.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of dodgy stuff, but listen, if there's anything you guys want to know, remember askjofeo@gmail.com. Pleasant stuff only. Otherwise, your email will get put on Twitter. Other than that, we'll keep you anonymous. So just be open, be comfortable, and be honest.
I hope. I a lot of people definitely tuned into this episode to get all the juicy gossip from Ibiza,
and we just. Made everyone
just
sad.
We talked about it. We can't really.
Wait, what juicy gossip?
Yeah, I mean, okay, we went out.
Mm. Yeah, got kicked out of the hotel, but did tell you about that.
Yeah, I think. When we need to recover. It is what it is. Anyways, you lot, we're going to roll it there. It's not the opposite of rolling.
Wrap it.
We'll recover. We'll come back stronger. And next time, the energy will be up. And we're going to have it large. But for now, enjoy yourself. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Bye.